This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msvnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
Rockstar.
Who's been arrested?
We heard a siren going and looked like it stopped a while, then it blew it again. Boo! I got you.
Who's back in rehab?
Here's a list of acceptable foods you can put on Instagram. None of them. No foods, unless your name is Oprah Winfrey and you pluck the vegetables from the ground yourself. I don't want to see your plate on my timeline.
And who's hitting who?
And a happy 4th of July to everybody, and I hope everybody has a safe 4th of July. Get drunk!
It's time for Trash on the Table with LT.
Hey, and our trash is always brought to you by the locally owned and operated TJC Mortgage. If you're looking to refinance, purchase, or get cash out of your home anywhere in the Southeast, these are the guys to do it. Getting a quick quote is free. It takes less than 10 minutes to see where you stand. Call them right now, 815-9200. You can always visit them online. Go to TJCMortgage.com. TJC Mortgage, you talk, those guys will listen. We were talking organized crime earlier. One of the most well-known bosses of all time was John Gotti.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like John Travolta's Gotti finally opened after nearly a decade in the works. I'd been hearing about this film forever, but it's finally out there.
Like, when was it shot?
They've been filming parts for the last decade.
And Travolta's playing Gotti, right?
Yeah, so Travolta co-stars with his wife, Kelly Preston, in the movie, centering on the New York Gambino family. Now, John Gotti died back in 2002 at the age of 61 in the federal prison. They acquired the life rights back in 2010 from John Gotti Jr. It's gone through 45 different producers and executive producers.
Sounds bad.
Cannot be good.
Well, there's 6 reviews out there right now. Do you guys want to guess what the Rotten Tomatoes score is through 6 reviews?
I'm going to say 27.
It's got 0.
A 0.
That's not good. That's not consistent.
So they don't like it.
Nobody likes it. And the this could be one of the problems. It's directed by Entourage star Kevin Connolly.
Ooh, yes.
The little midget that played E.
Oh, yeah. So he's done a lot of movies.
Yeah, so there you go.
E, do you even read the scripts you give me anymore?
It always seemed like a weird cast. As talented as Travolta is to cast him as John Gotti.
I was talking to somebody that had dealings with him when he was living in Birmingham for a little bit. I was talking with him the other day, and they said he was really an incredibly nice guy.
I've always heard that, too.
Yeah, that he struck you. You can tell that he's kind of a weirdo, but he is incredibly nice. A nice weirdo.
Police say the parents of a Philadelphia elementary school boy attacked a vice principal and principal during a family fun day after they were told they had to sign the child out in the office. I think this is standard procedure.
It's not fun at all.
Now, the alleged assaults Wednesday at the Robert Pollock Elementary School happened in front of the school children. Officials say the two tried to remove their son directly from outside. Police say 37-year-old Nicole Myers then punched the vice principal. Mm-hmm. They say she then punched the principal and the two fell on the ground. Police say that's when the child's father punched the principal in the head multiple times.
Jeez.
Myers is facing charges, including aggravated assault. No attorney information is available.
Did they end up signing him out, though?
Don't know about that, right?
You kind of let the kid go at that point.
An unexcused absence.
A Texas man was arrested after he allegedly used his lawnmower to hurl rocks at 3 people, including a 9-year-old little girl.
Oh, man.
So you mean shooting them out?
Yeah.
That scythe thing?
Some of the worst pain. Have you ever gotten one on the shin?
Yeah, I could kill you, though.
When you're cutting it yourself?
Yeah.
But I have been driving down the road on 119, on the 119, and they've
does it work with every...
They've been cutting... the grass, like one of those big riding ones.
Right.
Not the State Department, but like
just some homeowner. Yeah.
Over on the side of the yard. And it dented the Ram truck I had before this one in the side door.
Oh, I bet that sounded like a gun going
on. It did. Yeah. I mean, I hit the brakes and pulled over and looked, and the guy was bigger than me, or I would have gone back and said something. I guess there's nothing you can do.
No, so I did landscaping for years, and there was a certain yards that they would have riding lawnmowers, and they would let us use those. And sometimes you'd hit a golf ball.
Oh, wow.
And, boy, those things are chewed. If that thing got
cat tail.
So, anyway, Johnny Manning was arrested after he alleged using his riding lawnmower as a weapon to pelt his roommate, her ex-husband, and her daughter with rocks outside of his Santa Fe home. 72-year-old was charged with injury to a child with intentional bodily harm. According to the reports, the dispute began when Manning was attempting to kick out his roommate and her ex-husband. Probable cause affidavit stated that Manning then got on his riding mower. This is an interesting way to do it because I don't know how you would
be able to maneuver to make sure the rocks would hit them? Wouldn't it be easier to pick up the rock and actually throw it?
Stay still. Don't move.
That's what I was going
to
say.
I'm going to do a roundabout.
He has practiced a lot to know exactly the angle you got to hit it to shoot it out.
You're good with that thing.
According to Chris Fontenot, one of the guys that he went after, quote, he just came full-blown speed right at us with a John Deere lawnmower with the blades to the ground. One rock came through my window and landed and hit me in the chest.
Isn't it amazing that at one point in history, if you'd had the riding lawnmower, you would have been the most dangerous weapon on a battlefield?
Yeah, I mean, it took, David's fighting Goliath. He had to do it with a slingshot. Imagine if David was on a John Deere. He could just fire rapid fire at the big old giant.
Coming at you at 4 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Like in the Revolutionary War, we just lined up.
Yep.
Basically at 10 yards apart and pointed at each other.
Yeah.
Ready? Fire!
Yeah, and in the reload, you fire up the John Deere. Done.
You guys ever been to Okeechobee, Florida?
I want to say I have, but I'm not certain.
We got a monkey story out of there.
Is it on the way to 30A?
WPBF 25 News has obtained new video of a monkey on the loose in a Home Depot in Okeechobee. Now, the monkey's owner told police she left her pet monkey in the truck while she went shopping inside of the store. Seems like it'd be a little hot for the monkey, doesn't it?
I would agree.
It's hot out there, Chuck.
Somehow, the monkey got out of the trunk. And approached a Home Depot employee who was outside on break.
You didn't really leave it in the car if you left it in the trunk. There's kind of a difference there.
That employee, Marilyn Howard, tried to help the monkey by walking her to the front of the store and finding her owner. That's very sweet of her. Howard said the monkey got spooked when the sliding glass doors opened and jumped on Howard's shoulder, biting her twice in the arm and leaving deep scratch marks on her back and face. Now, a different video shows the monkey jumping at Howard a final time before running into the store. This never happens. I'm only in Home Depot a couple of times a year.
You've never seen a monkey?
Would love to see something like this. Now, this new video shows the monkey in aisle 5, hiding in the shelves amongst the paint cans. Howard is seen in the video holding a towel against her bleeding arm, and she's led away for medical treatment. Howard can be heard saying to the monkey's owner, quote, keep it at home. The owner can be seen going from aisle to aisle trying to convince the monkey to come down. How do you actually get a monkey to come down?
I don't know, especially one that's spooked in a huge store like Home Depot.
But in these
so many places to hide.
For about 10 minutes, the monkey can be seen poking her head out and climbing up and down the shelves. Eventually, a man grabs the monkey's leash and brings her down to the floor. From there, the owner gathers the monkey up, loads her into a grocery cart, takes her out of the store.
If that monkey went crazy in the paint section, though, how big a mess could that have been?
Curious George.
Well, you get, get the monkey in the garden section.
Oh, Lord.
Okay, I got some humble brags for you guys.
Nope.
All right.
Number one. I got kicked out of a Planet Fitness for working out too hard and making the overweight people feel bad. Yep. Nothing against them for trying to improve, but come on, same goals, different levels of progression.
Yeah, but they do get mad at you.
That's right.
If you make a grunting noise.
Can you imagine them kicking, hey, we got to kick you out because you're making the overweight people feel bad.
Yeah, you're working too hard, really.
That is legit, though. I grunted one time and they play a sound effect.
Yeah,
if you're the working alarm. Too hard, yeah.
Okay, you guys tell me if this is really a humble brag. I don't know if it is, Rocky. Second one here, when you get back from a 7.6-mile run in the pouring rain, absolutely exhausted, and your 3-year-old asks you to carry him up 2 flights of stairs?
Yeah, that's a humble brag, 7.6
just
miles.
Just say, just got back from a run.
Yeah, that's all you had
you
to say.
Yeah, I guess the exact mileage?
Yeah.
So in the rain.
0.6.
Yeah, I mean, in the rain.
Yeah.
I don't know why you didn't go 8.
Exactly. Yeah. If you're going
to
humble brag.
I had to carry my son up the steps.
No, if you're going to humble brag, embellish.
I only averaged 720 a mile.
Yeah. Now,
this next one is a humble brag for sure. Please stop congratulating me on 10,000 subscribers. I've hit that milestone over 20 times now. Please stop.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't know why people are so...
Another one. People tell me that when they get into a real conversation or deep thought with me, I'm one of, if not the most intelligent people they know. I'm not trying to boast. It's just fascinating.
Yeah. It's fact, really.
And final, picture of guy with headphones on and tears on his face. And then the quote, that moment when a song you wrote puts you in tears.
Yep.
It is awesome.
How often? I had a shower thought last night on my back porch because it started to rain.
You take a shower on your back porch?
No, it was a shower thought on my back porch.
What if a round of golf was 25 holes?
No. What if how miserable would vacation be if it depended on rain for you to do all of your activities? Right, like you go to vacation on the beach, the one thing you don't want is rain.
Right.
Just imagine how miserable it would be because it rains like maybe 20% of the time. How miserable it would be if you were depending on the rain for
vacation.
Like
you couldn't really go out and do it in the sun.
Yeah, it's like, crap, it's sunny again today. We've got to have rain.
You'd be going to the Pacific Northwest a lot,
I know.
Right?
How bad would vacations be?
Hmm. Well, that's the way sort of rock star vacations, isn't it? Sunny out?
I'm indoors.
Where college football never ends.
The check is good! Auburn wins! 42-19! The Auburn Tigers are on top of the college football world.
The Jocks Roundtable with LT, Dunaway, and Brown.
It could be raining. It could be a